There's really no need, I'm sure, to tell you about what Ronald McDonald House is or does. It's been around about as long as McDonald's restaurants have. But did you know that they have a presence right here in Bryan College Station? Not a house, not yet, but a Ronald McDonald family room at St. Joseph, and there's one coming to the College Station Med and hopefully someday to Baylor Scott & White, where they do have the Ronald McDonald Happy Wheels cart, as they do at all three local hospitals. Katie Scott is the Director of Community Engagement Brazos Valley for Ronald McDonald House, and to her, it's a lot more than a job. It's very, very personal.
My daughter was born 10 weeks early, and we lived in a Ronald McDonald family room in Houston with her for 6.5 weeks. And then 2.5 years later, I gave birth to my son at 28 weeks gestation, and we lived in a Ronald McDonald House family room for 10.5 weeks with him. So, like you said, this is personal for me. I'm determined to have as many services possible for families so that they don't have to go through the stress we had to go through being a family separated, the financial burden that comes with being in a different city. So it's important for me.
Now I'm going to let Katie Scott tell you more about the presence that Ronald McDonald House has in the community right now and what's coming.
The first thing we launched was the Happy Wheels cart, which is kind of like a mini house on wheels. And we do have that currently at all three hospitals, CHI St. Joseph's, College Station Medical Center, and Baylor Scott & White. That was kind of our first step in the community. And then we opened up our first family room in March at CHI St. Joseph. It's a beautiful facility. It's tiny, but it's perfectly located right down the hall from the neonatal intensive care unit and pediatric wing, labor and delivery. And there is quick access to the new trauma center that St. Joe's just opened. I think last month we were 100% occupied. There was never a night where both of our rooms were not being slept in by a mom and a dad or a grandma and a grandpa.
And like we said, they have an agreement, and coming soon is a Ronald McDonald room at the College Station Med.
Yeah, so they are giving us the administrative offices, and that's kind of the holdup. We're waiting for them to build out their new office space and vacate our new space. And then as soon as they do, we'll start knocking down walls.
And there's hope that with expansion, there will be a Ronald McDonald family room at Baylor Scott & White. But the dream, the long-term dream, is a lot bigger space. It's for a Ronald McDonald House in the Brazos Valley. Here's Katie Scott.
As soon as this community grows and we have more pediatric services, then I will be charged with building a Ronald McDonald freestanding house, which at that point will be make my life a lot easier because that's something more visual.
Now, here's something I'm really excited about. Bryan Broadcasting is going to be having a radiothon for Ronald McDonald House. We're experienced at this. Candy 95, WTAW 1620, Maverick 100.9, and Peace 107.7, all getting together for a radiothon coming up this fall.
We are going to have a two-day radiothon in November. It's Thursday, November 10th, and Friday, November 11th. We're going to broadcast from the hospitals. So it's 20 hours of radiothon mania, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about that here on BBV for sure. The website is rmhc-ctx.org. rmhc.ctx.org. Thank you, Katie Scott. And that is a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.